From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Governor Rick Scott signed a bill today that will allow some patients to be able to use a strain of low-potency marijuana. This strain, known as Charlotte's Web, is used to treat epilepsy and cancer. Florida legislators gave the measure strong support after lawmakers heard stories of children suffering from seizures who could be helped by the drug. Scott opposes a constitutional amendment to allow the use of medical marijuana, but said in a statement that he does not want to see kids suffer. The city of Miami Beach recently became the first in the state to offer transgender benefits to city employees. Steve Rothaus of the Miami Herald explains what those benefits are.
They cover procedures such as mastectomies for female-to-male transgender people. They would cover hormone treatments. What they don't cover generally are things like electrolysis, like voice retraining. Those are uncovered expenses.
Miami Beach expects the cost of offering transgender benefits to be fairly minimal. A city consultant estimated an average of about one claim every 3 or 4 years. Only 5% of cities in the country offer similar coverage. You can connect with WLRN Miami Herald News on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.